Good evening, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori, bringing you the latest news from Financial Services Online. We start today with a big news from the Strata Community Association in New South Wales that's made the decision to phase out insurance commissions from management contracts from the beginning of 2026. In a move praised by groups such as the Australian Consumers Insurance Lobby, this significant shift towards a fee-for-service model aligns with industry standards and consumer expectations. However, not everyone's on board, with mixed support from property owners and concerns about profitability voiced by industry leaders like the Pika Group CEO. To smooth the transition, they'll start with best practice guides in mid-2024, with ethic codes coming into force a year later. Switching gears to Victoria, the Insurance Council of Australia, or the ICA, is pushing for vital reforms to the state strata laws. Given around one-fifth of all Victorians live in strata-titled properties, the rising insurance costs linked to inadequate governance pose a real issue. Their proposal, submitted to the expert panel review, outlines much-needed improvements such as better education for strata committee members, licensing for strata managers, and mandatory disclosure of insurance commissions. Now, more than ever, effective oversight is needed to address yearly losses of around $1.3 billion due to building defects. Now, on to private health insurance. As of April this year, premiums are set to increase by an average of 4.41%, the steepest climb since 2017. Health Minister Mark Butler calls this figure a result of extensive negotiation designed to keep the private health sector viable amidst rising medical costs. The increased rates, however, mean individual policyholders with gold hospital plans could be paying up to $167 more each year, and families could see an annual rise of around $330. This highlights the need to review your options regularly and remain proactive about managing costs effectively. In another turn of events, Suncorp, one of Australia's largest insurance companies, has reported significantly higher than expected natural hazard costs for the first half of 2026. A severe weather event resulted in costs totaling $1.319 billion, far surpassing the initial projected figure of $866 million. Despite this, Suncorp has acted quick to aid their customers, deploying their disaster management center and mobile response hubs to affected areas. This goes to show the importance of comprehensive insurance and the stabilizing role of reinsurance amid rising natural disasters. And that wraps up our top stories for today. As always, stay financially savvy, Australia. Keep up with the latest in finance, insurance, superannuation, and money management at our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. That's financialservicesonline.com.au. On behalf of the team at Financial Services Online, this is Paige Estrotori, signing off. Until next time, good evening.